We're talking now with Rick Kochenour, of course, area agronomist for the Panhandle region for Oklahoma State University. Rick, let's talk a little bit first about this wheat crop. We're, of course, going to be assessing the overall wheat estimate for 2012 for Oklahoma. What do you see in the Panhandle as we obviously are getting closer and closer to the harvest season?
We're actually going to cut more wheat than we did last year due to a couple of factors. More acres planted, just like the rest of the state, and we're going to have some fairly decent production for the most part. The next 2 weeks, we're still, month from harvest at the earliest, so, we can still have some dramatic effect on yield, but Texas County's probably going to be slightly below average. Cimarron County's probably going to be average to just slightly below. Beaver County, I look to see probably be above average, actually. There's some good wheat. They caught rains all winter, and they've caught rains all spring. They're actually going to have some pretty good wheat in Beaver County and Harper County. The irrigated wheat, the Panhandle, looks as good as it has in probably the last 10 years. I'm fairly confident there's going to be a lot of 100 bushel plus wheat cut under irrigated circles out there this year.
Is that why is that, you think?
Good question. I wished I had the answer, Ron. Part of it's due to the year, and I think part of it was due to a little bit of delayed planting, and with the winter we had, the delayed planting, it seems like it's going to be some of the better wheat. We actually did have a little bit of freeze injury on some irrigated wheat from a freeze on March 20th when we got down to 20 degrees. I didn't think the wheat was far enough along, but some fairly early planted wheat, early maturing variety. Actually, we got the first node bent and froze. I don't think it's going to affect yield a whole lot, but we did. And then out in Cimarron County, I was out through there Monday, and we actually had the freeze we had 16th of April, I think it was. We actually had a few of them that got the tips of some heads and a little bit of some whole heads out there in some spots. So we actually, the mesonet recorded 32 degrees, so we must have got a little colder than that and stayed there for a little while to get some of that freezing, frozen heads.
I guess given the fact of how dry we were last August through October, remarkable we've got a wheat crop.
Especially in Texas County. I'm going to show some graphs today in my presentation that we still don't have a lot of moisture in Texas County, subsoil moisture. I had moisture 8 to 10 inches deep. That's what it survived on until we got about an inch 60 through most of the Panhandle there in mid-March. Actually had wheat starting to try to die off. We got that rain. It's come back, and we've had a couple other 40, 50 hundredths rains. Yeah, to me, it's actually amazing that we're going to probably cut, somewhere around 20 bushel wheat, I would say, on a lot of the dry land with no subsoil moisture. It's just amazing. The rains have just fallen just at the perfect times for the dry land stuff.
Shift gears. Talk about milo.
Well, the grain sorghum's off to a good start. I've got 7 or 8 trials planted downstate, and they're all up and growing. The trial at Tipton's actually been up for about 2 weeks, and it's 5 or 6 inches tall. The corn trials, we got 4 corn trials scattered out through north central and northeast Oklahoma. They're all up and growing well. We're off to a whole lot better start than we were at this time last year. We got a whole lot better soil moisture than we did at this time last year, mm-hmm. And the prospects look better, Like I said at the no-till conference, last year it was probably the heat as much or more than it was the lack of rainfall that really affected not cutting much sorghum last year. So if we can keep the heat down, we're off to a really good start on our early planted grain sorghum.
And in the case of grain sorghum, are you getting a lot of conversation with farmers? Are they interested to come in back and planting a few more acres back into this crop?
We had some corn acres that went out on some early planted stuff that after the two of the last 3 years, corn hadn't been real good in north central Oklahoma because of heat and drought. Last year was the only year that, in the last 14 years I've been doing this, that we ever had a total failure on grain sorghum. So some guys have kind of going back, cutting back a little bit on corn acres, putting a little bit more sorghum. The thing I'm hearing is since harvest is going to be so early this year, we may get a bunch of double crop acres. The only thing that's kind of scary about that is the seed supply is short on some popular hybrids, so guys may not get their first choice on hybrids. But they're But I think weed harvest is going to be so early that we can use hybrids that we traditionally haven't used as double crop hybrids and still get by.
Mm-hmm. So this is a year that a lot of folks are going to probably explore that second crop.
Yeah, that's from what I understand. If it keeps raining, which, you know, all the long-range forecast I see is, you know, we're expected to keep raining. I think we'll see a bunch of double crop, and I've heard a lot about double crop soybeans, but I'm also hearing a lot of double crop grain sorghum. For guys that have kind of been in a three-crop and two-year rotation, they kind of got out of it last year due to the drought and some things, so this will kind of get them back into their rotations.
Rick Kokenauer out of the Panhandle talking about wheat crop and grain sorghum conditions here in Oklahoma. Of course, he was one of the reporters for District Number 1 for the Panhandle region of the state of Oklahoma at this year's Oklahoma Crop Update for the wheat crop 2012 at this year's Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association meeting in Oklahoma City. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.